Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again. Whether you're tuning in through Conversations Radio Network, we welcome you. Those joining us on the radio dial in Mississippi at WYAD 94.1 FM, we're glad you all could tune in. As well as joining us on the East Coast in Atlanta at 106 Live Radio, we're glad you all could join us as well. Ashley Merritt is actually making her first appearance on our program today, but because we've been communicating through social media, I feel like I know her already. We're going to talk to her not only about her journey as an actress and model, but what it's been like for her to do what she loves when she first decided that she wanted to be in the industry, but also what it's been like for her to be a part of a lot of exciting projects. And one of the things I've noticed about Ashley that she's been sharing with you guys and that I read about myself is a project she's going to be on the hit station AMC. It's called The Sun. We'll tell you all a little bit more about that later, as well as how you all can stay connected with Ashley. But Ashley, hello to you, and welcome to Conversations Live.
Hi, thank you so much for having me, Cyrus.
Hey, the pleasure's definitely all mine. I want to thank our good friend at Grapevine PR for setting up this conversation with us for today. You know, Ashley, I want to first of all talk to you about this year for you. I mean, that's one of the things I've been doing with a lot of our guests recently, because I think so many times we stay so busy, all of us, and doing what we love, we're not really able to kind of stop and just look back and see all we've been able to accomplish. I mean, what has that been like for you to kind of reflect back on this year and all the great things you've been able to do?
You know, that is the truth right there. It is always so hard just to really stop everything and say, oh, my goodness, this actually happened this year. That's been the whole reaction for me. It's been a year full of milestones for me, and I'm still in shock to some degree about how blessed I've been this year and how amazing everything's been, from working with Christina Grimmie to getting this amazing role on The Sun, and everything's just been so surreal to me. But looking back on it, I just feel that moment of finally everything just kind of sort of coming together. I've been having, like, the most positive energy this year and just going with the flow. It's been amazing.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, I think, you know, for you, one of the things I thought about with your segment, Ashley, is that, you know, I think, you know, we all have heard that saying about, you know, never despising small beginnings. And you have gone from, you know, being a part of projects like Shorts and then, of course, now being recognized, you know, in roles like I said, on AMC's The Sun. I mean, do you feel as though it kind of has been about not only about keep moving forward, but really being able to be better each and every day that you are able to do what you love?
Absolutely. I feel going through this process, this is something I've been working on my whole life almost. I don't remember a time when I, you know, didn't want to do this. I always remember wanting to be in this career and have this sort of lifestyle. And so I feel like going through it so long and going through so many ups and downs, I feel like I appreciate it on a level that a lot of people don't get to. And I feel really, really lucky and really, really blessed to have that perspective of, like, wow, all this work, all this time going into this new milestone. And it's just amazing. I still feel that moment of, like, oh, my gosh, this is actually, you know, my life. I'm just so lucky to be able to live this life like this.
For sure, for sure. And it seems like, Ashley, for you, that that creativity is just a part of who you are, from even as a child. I mean, one of the things I read about, you know, was, you know, you're being able to go from enjoying music and being a part of that and, of course, dance. I mean, do you feel as though you're just inspired by the creative process?
Absolutely, absolutely. I've always, anything that's different and unique, a different spin on the way we see the world, that's what I've always been drawn to. I used to like to write short stories when I was really little. I was into figure skating, not so much just for the athleticism all the time, but just the way people perform different performances, like on the ice, was just something bizarre to me. You could be dancing, but doing it completely different on an icy surface. Just anything that was different and seeing things from a different perspective, that's what I'm all about. And that's what are the kind of projects that I like to be a part of, something that's not just for thrill or just for excitement, but something that really means something, that's something that gives people a different perspective on the world that you usually don't see. That's the kind of creative process that I'm driven to, with my dance, with my modeling, with my acting. I try to stay true to that general message.
Yeah, and I think that is the great thing as well. One of the things I noticed, too, when I was prepping for your segment, Ashley, is the appreciation that you have, not only for being able to do what you do, as you were mentioning earlier, but just about life in general. Where do you think that comes from, just your appreciating just the opportunities that are afforded to you?
Oh, wow. Okay, well, this is the moment where I have to do my shout-out to my mommy. Hi, mommy. I love you. She's listening right now. But I give a lot of props to mom. Mom and dad, they were always there for me, supporting me no matter what I wanted to do. There's that whole thing where you see a lot of, like, stage moms and, like, pushing their kids to do things that they want to do. But I was the complete reverse of that. I was like, Mom, no, I have to get signed up for this. I want to do this dance class. I have to do this. And she just went with it. So my parents supporting me like that, I have the biggest appreciation for them. I have a lot of appreciation because I know what kind of sacrifices they made to keep me focused, to keep me involved, to keep me doing everything I wanted to do, and also while pushing me to still stay in school and finish with getting my degree in art and performance, which was a struggle because I was very reluctant, but
yeah.
They were really supportive of that. So I see their sacrifices and I see how hard they work for me. And that's what keeps me going as well. That's something that I push for because I want to work hard to return the favor.
Yeah. And I think that's the great thing for sure. And I think the other thing, you know, Ashley, is that you've been able to share pieces of yourself, you know, with the world as well. And I think that is the thing. You know, one of the questions I've asked some of our guests on the program, and it's something that not everyone is comfortable with, and I'm curious as to, you know, kind of how where you fall in it. I mean, some people are not, I mean, like I've interviewed Stephanie Mills, and I asked her, of all people, I said, you know, what does it feel like to be a role model to other singers? And she says, I don't see myself as a role model. And I thought, well, that's odd. You know, I mean, who doesn't look up to Stephanie Mills? I mean, but what about for yourself? I mean, when you look at what you've been able to do and what you've been able to accomplish in a relatively short amount of time, do you see yourself as an example for others as to what they can do in their own lives?
Wow. Well, if people see me that way or if I'm doing something to inspire them, then I'm doing exactly what my life purpose is. This is exactly what I've set out to do, is to just help people live in the most positive, exciting, joyful path in life that they can. That's what my art is for. And I received so much feedback from, I call them, they're called Team Grimmie, the Christina Grimmie fans, who have just been absolutely amazing during this whole experience of working with Christina Grimmie's final videos, The Ballad of Jessica Blue. They have the biggest love for one thing. They're the best, amazing fans and just wonderful fans. But then they also showed me a lot of support and talked to me over Instagram and Twitter and just talking about how I inspire them and how excited they were with the video and just the way that I touched their lives. And
right.
Moments like that are what I live for. I worked with Life Church, is a church that has a really amazing studio production. And then I have little kids watching my videos and saying, oh, she's my favorite character, and relating to, like, the anger issues that my character had. And it opened up a whole conversation with their church groups on just things like that in a way that they hadn't before. And I was the catalyst for that. That's huge for me. That is everything to me. So I don't sit here and say, definitely. People should totally look up to me because I'm perfect and I'm awesome, because I'm definitely not. But if people, you know, can take something from my life, which, you know, the ups and the downs of my life, I'm kind of an open book about, hey, you can do anything, you know. So if people look up to me, that's awesome. But, you know, as long as they take a message from it, that's what's really important to me.
For sure, for sure. I want to say, for those who are just tuning in, either on the radio side or online, you're listening to Conversations Live. We're excited to welcome Ashley Merritt to our program today. She's an actress. She's a dancer. Mm-hmm. She's a model, an individual who's definitely being able to do what she loves and kind of take us all along for the ride. It was August the 10th that you actually tweeted, Ashley, about the reoccurring role on the AMC show The Sun. I mean, first of all, I know you haven't been able to talk a lot about that, and we're not going to make you talk a lot about that, but I wanted to talk about what it was like for you to know that you had gotten this role as Tiny Dove.
Oh my goodness. I actually cried a little. I'm not going to lie, guys. it's a big milestone for me in a lot of ways, not just with my career, but also just being recognized as a Native American actress. It's part of my heritage. I'm part Native American, part African American, and part French a little bit as well. So being recognized, in the sense that they were actually seeking out really authentic, Indigenous people for these roles, I was so honored. It was a huge honor for me, and it was a huge point for my own personal self-exploration and identification to be acknowledged in that sense and getting to portray this character who's Comanche. So that was huge for me, and I've never even heard the Comanche language until working on this project, and I was really surprised that I was able to, you know, learn it and learn the language and actually execute it in a way people thought it was acceptable. So it was a huge moment of pride for my hard work and towards my identity as Native American.
Yeah, what a cool thing. And of course, we'll be definitely staying tuned. AMC is getting a lot of attention right now anyway with The Walking Dead getting ready to return.
Yes.
But we'll definitely be looking forward to the sun for sure. Another great thing that you were able to talk about and that you mentioned, of course, Christina Grimmie earlier, and that was when you also posted in August about being a part of that final music video. I mean, you know, talk about appreciating the moment and appreciating life. I mean, we see that great still of you that you posted on your social media pages. How did that, I mean, of course it was such a horrible tragedy, but how did that affect you and your own appreciation for life being a part of that project?
Man, in so many ways, I always say this has been like that project that's been the most bittersweet, and I just learned so many things about life from that whole experience, and I appreciated what I have and where I am right now even more so. I was going to appreciate this, you know, this milestone and everything that's been happening, you know, enough already, but there was this point when one of the first few times I got to finally see the video, and I was just so upset. I had tears in my eyes because I was sitting here thinking, this is so not fair. I was upset. I was angry because I was like, Christina should be here enjoying this moment with me and my co-stars, with my new best friend, Liza Wilk, and CG and everyone. We were all watching the video together, and I was like, this isn't right. We were all together working on this and had so much fun and so much great energy, and it was just heartbreaking to know that she would never get to feel what we feel and how unfair it was. So through that, I guess there was a moment where, of course, I realized just how lucky I am, but just had a different appreciation just from that perspective.
Right, right. And there's also, just talking about appreciation, I mean, one of the things that you've done that I have tried to do, Ashley, and I encourage people, anyone who has a public platform to do, is to use their platform to be able to raise awareness and to get people to looking at life differently. You have definitely been able to do that, you know, in sharing with your fans and supporters to remember the importance of just respecting everyone. Do you find that that's one of the big things for you, to use your platform to say that, you know, to not feel as though anyone is excluded, but to make sure that everyone is celebrated for who they are?
Oh, my goodness. That's huge that you say that and you recognize that. That's a win for me. Thank you so much. That's what it's all about for me. Not just, you know, doing something for my vanity or for celebrity or anything else. I think people who have the gifts and talents that I cultivate, I work on, they're for something. They're for a purpose. They're for not just yourself. They're for ways that you can leave this world a better place than when you found it. And there's sub-platforms that, you know, someday I would definitely like to grow into bigger movements, but the whole general idea of my message is to not only be yourself, but to accept who you are, not comparison to anyone else, and to accept your greatness and your downfalls, meaning to accept what's good and push forward to what your goals are. But then also, if you have downfalls, if you struggle, that's okay too, because we all do. So basically, that's the general message I want to get out. I want to someday be able to be some sort of spokesperson or working towards the state of mental health in our country. That's something that means a lot to me. It's very personal subject matter, and I also want to raise awareness on endometriosis. It's something that I suffer with. It's a condition, but that's also something I like to post about as well and raise awareness for.
Yeah, yeah. And I brought that up, Ashley, for another reason, because as someone who's not only an actress but a model, so much attention is put on what people see and what people see and how they see you. And I was curious, I mean, you gave a much-deserved shout-out to your parents earlier. Do you feel as though they've kind of helped you set the foundation in being able to be comfortable with who you are in your own skin?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. My mom is one of the biggest and brightest examples of being comfortable in your own skin, no matter what, no matter who says what. She always taught me, hey, you're it. You're the best of you. You are. You cherish that. You wear that with pride. She's a very proud woman. She always taught me to conduct myself a certain way, always to make sure you look your best and feel your best when you step out the door. So instilling those things has carried me this whole way to where it doesn't matter what people's reactions are to me as long as I feel good with where I'm at on things, you know? And that's so important an aspect of our society that's being so overlooked and missed, and it's so much about the vanity on social media versus the heart of things. So I try to balance it. I'll post like the kind of glamorous model shots, but then I like to try to post something that's just more about me being a real person at the same time. So that's kind of how I like to try to balance that.
You know, I think the other thing that your fans and even anyone listening to this program actually will be able to relate to is, I mean, they all know what it's like to have, and I think, you know, especially as you're younger, it's a lot easier because everything seems possible when you're younger. You can be, you know, you can be the president and still be a firefighter and then later on be a police officer, you know, and then model at night, you know. I mean, everything seems possible. And then as you get older, it's like, okay, well, I don't know if I can be any of that stuff because, you know, I have to take care of this and that. I mean, how have you not allowed fear to stop you? I ask this question. There is a regular question in this program. I think this is always important because, you know, it's very easy to say, well, I want to do X, Y, or Z. But how have you not allowed fear to stop you in pursuing whatever that goal is?
Oh, my goodness. Well, acknowledging that it's a thing, that fear is a thing, is actually a big step. But it's so funny you say that because that's exactly how my mindset was growing up. Like, I wanted to be 10 different things. When I watched Indiana Jones, for example, like, this is one of my favorite things. I watched Indiana Jones. It was one of my favorite shows. I wanted to be the female version of Indiana Jones because I'm sitting here thinking, I'm like five, I'm sitting here thinking, okay, this guy's got it together. He's an actor. He's obviously in a film, so he's into acting. Like, I want to do that. And he's also an archaeologist, which, oh, my God, that's what I want to be, too. I want to be an archaeologist because I love history and anthropology. So that's it. Sign me up. I want to be archaeologist / actor. Now, go. And then I get to college, and I'm sitting here trying to juggle acting classes and trying to book commercials and still maintaining grades. And I'm trying to decide, well, can I actually be an archaeologist, or maybe I should just focus in on art and performance? So that was like a tricky time for me, and there's a lot of fear with, okay, well, how can I do both? How can I support myself as just a human being out in the world while also still pursuing my dreams and staying true to that? And that's a juggling act that I can never really give anyone a specific formatted plan on how to do, because it's always going to be different for everyone. But my whole thing with fear is just acknowledging it first, instead of trying to tuck it away and pretend like it doesn't exist, because then it's just going to creep on you in the worst points. Just acknowledging the fear, why there's fear, and just ways to cope with it, you know, whether it's talking it out with other people, finding forums to see what other people in your situation do, just having more knowledge and more awareness of where you are with that fear does everything. Whenever I start to see more people trying to pursue the things that I was trying to pursue while still in school, while trying to do all these other things in life, and I realized that it wasn't just me, so much fear went away because I saw that, okay, well, people are actually doing this, you know, people are actually working and doing the same things I'm doing. So there's a lot of safety in numbers on that. You know, anybody who's in this field or into art in this way, you know, just try to find your support group.
There you go. There you go. And the great thing is, it's great you said that, actually, because you've been able to find that, including with fellow actors. Okay, we have to talk about this because you have been able to work with some amazing actors along the way, including with this new project with AMC. I mean, what is that like for you to go from watching people on television and saying, hey, I wish I could meet this person, to now actually working with some of these people?
Oh, my goodness. It's just the most surreal thing. For one, so many people I saw on set, they would just walk by me, and I'm like, oh, my God, that's so-and-so, you know? But at the same time, like, wow, this is really cool. But everyone on the set of The Sun, they were absolutely amazing people to be around. when we get to talk during lunch or just in between scenes. It was always so much fun and such a great time, especially with Elizabeth Francis, who plays Prairie Flower. She's a wonderful actress, and she's one of those people that when you're performing, she really helps you stay in that moment and just helps you, so to speak. Like, there's some actors who, you know, go into their own performance so much, like, well, whatever on yours, you know. But she was such a good, like, ensemble actress. And then I was speaking on my support group. I have my amazing friends with the funny story was with Christina Grimmie music video. My now best friends I met working on that video, C.T. Lewis and Liza Wills. We actually met working on that video, and it was completely spontaneous that all of us were even cast in the first place, because we were doing totally different things. We're all timing issues, but we all made it to that, and that's part of like the legacy too with that video, is we all became friends, and now we're all working together to produce a TV pilot with my boyfriend Marco Fuller as well as a writer, and it's just amazing. So you gotta have your support group.
Yeah, you have to. It is so important, and I think, you know, and it doesn't have to be a lot, and I think I've had to learn this myself, actually. It doesn't mean you have a lot of people around you, just having the right mm-hmm. people around you. I think that is the whole key, yeah. And also people, wouldn't you agree too, Ashley, having people that actually support you and that actually are speaking life into you and encouraging you too?
Yes, that's really hard to find, really, really hard to find. Luckily, in the community of actors that I live in, in Dallas, we're typically that community that supports each other. So I'm really fortunate to be a part of that community. But it's definitely something that's rare and hard to come by, and it's more rare to find people that really understand you on a complete, like, natural level of, they just get you as a person, appreciate you as a person. And that's something that's just priceless, is to have people who understand you on that level. So the numbers are hard to find with people who have that criteria across the board. But when you find that select group of people and you just know they're your tribe, and you're like, oh my God, I feel like I've known you for 5, 10, 20 years. Those are the kind of people you want to stick around and have the same vision as you do and just build each other up and want to build together. That's the kind of support group is ideal.
Yeah. It is so important, and I think it's great that you've been able to find that, Ashley, and also that you've been able to show other people what it takes. Because, again, I think, you know, people, you know, even though, you know, a lot of times, and I think you'll find this more and more, that there are people who are watching you that you never realized were, you know, taking notes, being inspired by you and encouraged by you, just in the way you've been able to keep moving forward. I think the big takeaway from this conversation for me has been that, you know, it doesn't matter what profession it is. The important thing is to every day making that step, because you never know
Absolutely.
Where that next step is going to lead. And just look at you now. I mean, what you've been able to accomplish and who knows, you know, where this is going to lead you. You know, the last thing I want to talk to you about, because I referenced it earlier, then we'll let our audience know how they can stay connected with you, Ashley, is, you know, about social media. I mean, has that been easy for you to navigate that? Because you have a great following, you know, that has been able to stay consistent with you on, especially I'll say on Twitter and Instagram for sure. I mean, what has that been like
right.
for you to see the way that you've gotten that kind of support?
It's a strange process. This world we live in with social media, it's just really strange. It's strange, but it's also beautiful in the fact that there's so many people that I've never would have crossed paths with or talked to in my everyday life, and now
right.
we connected on Instagram and Facebook and Twitter, and I've had these amazing conversations just about life and different things we post about. So although it's strange and it's weird and how everyone just kind of gets together there, it's so cool because we're so much more connected now, and I feel like that gives me like hope for humanity that we're connecting this way and seeing more connection. I know there's a lot of downfalls and a lot of negativity, but you know, if you tune that out, there's so many beautiful things about the way social media connects us all together, like us right now talking on this wonderful radio show.
Exactly. Well, look, I appreciate yeah. that. Definitely appreciate this time, Ashley, and I'm so excited and proud for you and all you've been
oh,
able to do.
Thank
you. And you are a perfect example as to hard work paying off for yourself. And like I said, now people can look forward
wow.
to seeing you in 2017 on the new show
yes,
on AMC so. Called The Sun. That's just one of the things that you're prepping for. So how can our audience stay connected with you, Ashley, and kind of keep up with everything that's going on with you?
Absolutely. Well, there'll be some really cool events coming up that I'll be posting about coming the next month. But you can follow me on Twitter, Instagram, or Facebook. My name's pretty much the same across the board, Ashley D. Merritt. On Instagram, you just add underscores, Ashley underscore D underscore Merritt. But if you Google Instagram, Facebook, Ashley D Merritt, you'll find me. And there'll be some cool events coming up. I'll be working on a project called Bluestone Rondo with one of my favorite authors, Walker Smith, which I believe you talked to about Mellow Yellow just recently, Jack the Rapper's biography. So she has another book called Bluestone and Bluestone Rondo, and she'll be doing a live book performance on it on November 12th in Houston. So if you're around, stay tuned for that. And just a lot of great other things coming up too. So, yeah.
All right. So make sure you all are staying connected with Ashley. We've kind of tagged her on social media as well to make sure that you guys can easily find her. And Ashley, it goes without saying, anything you have coming up, you're more than welcome to come back. We'd love to have you back on the program again.
Cyrus, thank you so much. This has been amazing. I appreciate everything you said. You're so wonderful.
Hey, look, I appreciate that. We definitely appreciate you taking out the time, and definitely want to thank our great friend at Grapevine PR for setting up this conversation with us for today, and want to thank your audience for tuning in to another great segment of Conversations Live. Now, for our radio audience, as you all already know, there's more Conversations Live to come for you guys at the bottom of the hour, so you guys definitely stay where you are. For those joining us online, though, we are going to lose you, so if you came in late, you missed part of the conversation with Ashley, don't worry. Thanks to our online friends, you all can catch the replay right after we go off the air. I know that Ashley's already posted on her social media. We've done the same thing. So you can go to facebook.com/CyrusWeb or head over to twitter.com/CyrusWeb. You can click on the link there, listen to the show completely for free, and share it with your friends from there. Until next time, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music as well as a great book. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live today. You will make it a great one.